An impasse over changes to the workers' compensation scheme in New South Wales remains unresolved after a central element of the reforms failed to pass state parliament. Labour has been trying to pass legislation for 6 months to raise the impairment threshold for psychological injury to 31%, which could potentially exclude hundreds of workers from workers' compensation. But it has proved impossible to break the political deadlock despite a 16-hour debate with Coalition and Greens MPs voting against the state government's proposal. Shadow Treasurer Damien Tudehope says there is no need for the Treasurer to hike premiums, saying the parts of the legislation that did pass the upper house will still achieve substantial cost savings, but Premier Chris Minns has lashed out at the Coalition.
Whether it's on energy, on climate change, on workers' comp, they just don't seem to be able to make up their minds on any of these issues. And that's what we've been struggling to negotiate with for months now. But the end result of that deadlock is that premiums increases will be experienced by thousands of businesses in New South Wales right at the moment when they can least afford it.